Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hello, everybody. Glenn Tompkins here at VectorVest. Big news today. We've got a stock that's got a lot of potential because it's an industry disruptor, but today it's down over 50% and it has halted. So if you want to know more about this stock, you sit right there. Hello, everybody. My name is Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor here at VectorVest. Always my pleasure to bring these videos to you, especially when something like this hits the fan. Before we get started, if you are already a subscriber to the channel, thank you so much for supporting the channel and be part of VV Nation. If you're brand new and this is your first time here and you like what you see here, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share this information out on your social circles or everywhere you want to so that people can understand what VectorVest is doing over here to help people make better investing decisions. And as always, if you like what you see, don't forget to smash that like button. Also, after the commentary, as we go along, if you've got comments, let me know what you think about this story. All right, let's get hot and heavy into it. The name of the stock is XRoth Technologies, which is a Canadian company. It's a relatively small company, but they are an industry disruptor in that they are trying to do a lot for the electric motor. Why is that important? They've got like a little coil for the electric motor. Why is that so important? How many commercials do you see on TV? How many SPACs do you see coming up? How many IPOs do you see coming up in that space? Electric motor or electric vehicles are the wave of the future. And this company could actually be the company that everybody's got to go through for their electric motors. So yes, they are a disruptor in the industry. It's still a relatively small company, but it's got a lot of upside potential. Just last week, we put out a video talking about how good the company is. But wait a minute, the stock is down a lot today. So let's address the elephant in the room as far as that goes. How could you put out a story last week and then this week it looks like this? What the heck are you guys talking about? Well, let's talk about why the stock is down today. Let's open up. I've got a couple of articles that are out there on XRoth telling you why the stock is down as much as 50%. That's a big move on the stock today. Here's a story. XRoth Technology plunges after a new short report from Mariner Research. I don't know a lot about them, but I did try to get some information on them before I pulled up to do this video. I'm not ready to present any information right now on Mariner Research. But keep in mind that this is a developing story, and as more information comes out, I will be updating this specific story. 11:15 update share price. XRoth Technologies dropped 21%. That was earlier this morning after Mariner released a new short report seeing a potential of 95% downside from current levels after the clean technology company has jumped almost 1,300% in the last year. Now you'll know that no matter where you look on YouTube, you'll find a lot of positive stories about XRoth Technology. Mariner Research claims that XRoth's touted partnerships are exaggerated and have limited, if any, value. This is damning information for the company. And as I read through the report, I could not find if this company had a short interest and was making money off of the move to the downside on the stock. I can't confirm that. But as you look at more and more of this story, more and more of this report, it throws XRoth under the bus, runs it over, backs up again, runs it over again, kicks it to the curb, into the ditch, and then tries to throw some dirt on it. This story is that damning against XRoth. Mariner Research says that it discovered that one of XRoth's partnerships is based out of a UPS store mailbox. You know, they are really going after Exroff, which really leads me to believe that they do have a short interest. But again, I cannot confirm that. So I wanted to get some of the highlight points from their report. And here it is, the valuation. This story of this article is way long, so I wanted to put this up here. Here's the instant replay. Exroff stock is up over 1,200% on the optimism that it will be some kind of credible EV player. Exroff, in fact, is offering up a technology platform that is not a priority for EV manufacturers and appears to be best suited in wind turbines. Given the R&D spend, we are not even sure the technology works. Ooh. That hurts. Exroff has failed to achieve milestones. Exroff appears to be overstated. The potential of its other partnerships looks like Exroff CEO Sue Ozdemir sees the writing on the wall, has been rapidly reducing her exposure to Exroff, having sold almost 18% of her shares in a four-week period. Folks, I want you to go and look up this company yourselves to do some more research. So, I went to their website. I went to Exro's website. And, you know, three electrification trends for 2021 and beyond. Exro strengthens partnerships with SEA Electric to accelerate development of Exro's battery control system. Land electric motorcycles to order up to 2,000 coil drivers from Exro. So now this is on their website, all right? In Exro, of course, when you put up your website, you want it to be as appealing as possible. I took this a step further. I wanted to look at other stocks in the same space as Exro to see how they pair up as well. So I got to a website that looks at their peers. Here's some of their other peers in the Canadian market. I'm looking at the market cap on Exro, $654 million compared to all of the other companies that are in their space. Something just don't add up right here. Now, normally I tell you that when I do a story on a stock, whether I got skin in the game or not. In this case, I do have skin in the game. I have been in Exro for a while. We've been looking at this stock for a while. We've put out more than one video on this stock here on the YouTube channel. So based upon what we've seen over time, we feel that Exroff is a good buy. That doesn't mean for you to go out and buy it. I'm going to present some information to help you make a decision on whether this big pullback in the stock is well-founded or not. So I'm going to minimize this. Here's the stock. All right, now we're in the VectorVest software. We're going to do some analysis to see what's really going on with the stock. Right now, the stock is trading at $2.45 with a value of 33 cents. The stock is overvalued, which doesn't always make it a bad stock. It just means that people are willing to pay a premium to own the stock. Why? Because there's innovation. Why? Because this could really be an industry disruptor. Why? Because it does have money out there in the stock and helping the company. All right, relative value, the stock does not have good upside potential. Totally understand. Relative safety below one. The stock is a risky stock. Relative timing tells me if the stock's in an uptrend or not. It is not. Wait a minute. Let's slow this down a little bit. So the stock's overvalued, doesn't have good upside potential, not a safe stock. RT tells me the stock's is not in an uptrend. Why are you even talking about this stock, Glenn? Well, because the stock has that coil motor to help to perfect or really hone in on making the electric motor better. Why is that important? As I mentioned, a lot more cars are going to that whole outfit of being electric vehicles. This could play a major role. The innovation is there. The upside is there, even though it doesn't show right now. So what does that mean? This is more of an aggressive play, more of a speculative play. Yeah, I'm not going to hide that. Absolutely, it is more of a speculative play. But how many speculative plays have you seen over the years? Apple was a speculative play. Google was a speculative play. Tesla was a speculative play. So you look at these things, it has good upside potential. I'm not telling you to buy it. Just keep that in mind. I'm helping you to understand what's going on behind the stock. I look at the earnings per share. It's negative. Earnings growth rate is negative. Let's take this a step further. Let's right-click and let's go look at the graph and see what's going on. Now, this is where it catches my attention. This is where it gets interesting. Stock's price has been moving up beautifully. Level of resistance broke through. I'm looking at a 3 and an 8 exponential moving average. They cross over, beautiful entry. Then, if you're trading the stock, how about when the 3 crosses below the 8 on a closing basis? Was that a good opportunity to take profits off the table? Absolutely. But maybe you say to yourself, man, I really like this stock. I'm going to hold it. Okay, here's the level of support sitting at $3.95. Today it breaks through. What do you do now? Well, I'm in the same boat you guys are who bought the stock. I own the stock. This is what catches my attention. Not only is it down, look at the volume on how much it's down. The stock, on other days when it goes down, the volume is like, okay, you know, that is right in line. This is not right in line. The stock just now went below RT above 1. Now the stock's in a downtrend. It was in an uptrend, losing momentum, but big move to the downside, big volume. Man, that tells you a little something. So all I'm saying as we end this, all I'm saying from a technical perspective, more so from a technical perspective than not, if you own the stock, you've got to determine when enough is enough for you in regards to taking a loss. Now, a lot of you will say, well, it's not a realized loss until you sell it. Absolutely. I totally understand that. But that money is now being tied up where you can't use it elsewhere. Now, if this doesn't affect your portfolio too heavily and you can afford to sit in it, you might want to consider doing that. If not, you got to determine again when enough is enough. Might want to pull the trigger on it. I am not talking about diamond hands. I am not talking about paper hands. I am not talking about going to the moon. I'm talking about making a real solid decision for your individual self on what you want to do with the stock. And as I mentioned on more than one occasion, I'm sitting in the same boat. I do own this stock. But I look at what the stock's potential is, and I'm willing to give it a little bit more room to the downside. If I move this over, I'm going to do one other thing real quick. If I move this over to intraday, 5-minute bars, current day, the stock has been traded for quite some time. This is a developing story. I am waiting to see what Xtrough has to say about this story, and I think the world is who knows about this stock is doing the same thing as well. So, folks, stay with me on this. We're going to keep our eyes on this stock, and as new and developing information comes out about it, I will put out videos as it happens. But with that, until the next time, folks, see ya. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.